There is a positive correlation between armed conflict in parts of Nigeria and the presence of illegal miners. And most times we don't see the perpetrators of the violence attacking the illegal miners. And so it appears that somehow there is an agreement, or sometimes maybe they even pay them off and they don't attack them while they are attacking the residents of the villages and towns where these mines are located.
And the president referred to the international financing coming into play. How does that one play a role?
So because the profits of the illegal mining, that is the mine, the like the in the case of parts of Nigeria, gold and other precious stones don't go through the formal markets. They go through mostly through informal markets. And there is also the allegation that, especially given the involvement of the Chinese, that they are exported back to China, refined. And so most markets are markets that are not regulated.
The markets are, they are unregulated markets. And so the profits from those markets, there is enough evidence to show that the profits go to fund terrorist activities. So, for instance, in parts of Kaduna State, in the border area between Niger and Kaduna, where there are illegal mining activities ongoing, the non-state armed groups, the terrorist non-state armed groups, they control those mining fields, and either directly mine or because of the control they do, they collect dues from the illegal miners. And of course, these dues go to fund their terrorist activities.
And given that this is a problem across the continent, can individual countries solve it, or they need to be a combined effort?
I think it has to be both. It has to be a combination of national effort and then regional and sub-regional effort. Markets have to be regulated. The international trafficking rings have to also be monitored. And then, of course, border control elements will have to be strengthened. So it's again, it's a combination of national, regional, and then continental efforts.